Simon & Schuster Audio presents
I Would Leave Me If I Could. Introduction. I've been looking for a place to put these pieces. For 25 years, I have flipped spastically from FM to AM inside my head. I am still unaffected by the abrupt static punching through my ears. I don't mind riding along to fragments and pieces of the different stations. I don't mind the indecision of a Motown record spearheaded by a metal guitar solo, the classical arpeggio climaxing into the blue balls of worship music. You know the sound, right? An indecisive radio? I found a home here amongst the chaos, the constant. Every morning, the muse puts her finger in my nose, one, then two, sliding into me pornographically. She stretches my nostrils wide until her slimy hand crawls past my deviated septum, in between my eyes and into my brain, exploding into a fist when she reaches the cavity behind my temples. The muse is bratty. She is smug. She wiggles her fingers around defiantly. She displays her palm expectantly, waiting for a present I will drop into it. She brushes and tickles the walls of my skull. The muse is a flirt. She'll always tease, but never put out. Fucking bitch. I so badly want to be liked. Scratch that. I want to be loved. I want her to love me. Scratch that. I want her to leave. I want her to scratch that. Scratch that itchy itch of my swollen brain. It's only awful because the muse looks just like me. Dirty fingernails and gummy smile, but she sparkles the way only a beautiful woman can.